The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 40, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 1st, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. Sutta Goswami said, despite being instructed in his duty and encouraged to kill the son of Dronacharya, Arjuna, a great soul, did not like the idea of killing him, although he was a heinous murderer of his family members.
So, Krishna, as impartial observer, he advised Arjuna to kill Ashwatthama on the ground of so many offenses. He was also trying to see how Arjuna decides. But Arjuna's decision was very right. Arjuna's decision was right because Naichan Hantam Guru Sutam. He thought that although Ashwatthama is criminal, he should be killed. But I am going to kill him on account of my sons or our sons being killed by him. We are so much aggrieved. So if I kill Ashwatthama, then his mother is there. She would be very much unhappy. For the sake of spiritual master, a teacher, Dronacharya, was dead in the fight. But his wife was living. So, Arjuna and Draupadi, considering the grief of the wife of Dronacharya. I think I have told you one story about Shah Jahan, the Emperor of India. One great drama writer, Mr. D.L. Rai, he wrote one book by the name, title, Shah Jahan. But the activities of the whole book was the nefarious actions of Aurangzeb. He was killing his brothers, arresting father, and so many. So one friend of Mr. Rai asked him that your book, the Shah Jahan, is the activity, the actual hero is Aurangzeb. Why you have named Shah Jahan? So he replied, although Shah Jahan is silent, but the effect is going to him. When Aurangzeb killed his elder brother, Dara, then the effect was suffered by Shah Jahan. So all the activities, nefarious activities of Aurangzeb, was suffered by Shah Jahan. Therefore he said, he is the hero. Similarly, here the same instance, that if I kill Ashwatthama, it is right, I should kill him, but the effect would go to his mother. His mother, she is innocent, and in the absence of her husband, her guru, it is our duty to look after her comfort. Now, if I kill Ashwatthama, then she will suffer in old age. Therefore, na ichcha hantum gurusutam. He did not. Although Krishna advised him to kill him, he did not like it, that gurusutam. This is consciousness. If there is duty, we have to see So what will be the effect of the duty? Not everything should be done very blindly. So John, this is devotee. Devotee means he is not blind. Jashasri bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. Bhagavad bhakta means he will act in such a way that all qualify. Nobody can criticize him. That is Bhagavad bhakta. Sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. We have got many instances that Raghunath Das Goswami, he was very rich Jamindar's son, and there was a trouble between the minister of the state and his father and uncle. They were Jamindars, they were raising revenues to the extent of 12 lakhs, and the tax was paid to the Nawab only 4 lakhs. So this is business. So the minister arrested the father and uncle of Raghunath, and they fled away from home. So the minister arrested Raghunath Das Goswami. At that time he was not Raghunath Das Goswami. He was Grihastha, young man, Raghunath. So he handled the matter in such a nice way that the matter was settled between the minister and his father. The idea is, although he was Vaishnava, he was not a fool. How to manage a state? It does not mean that Vaishnava will be fool and that's it, because he is Vaishnava. No. Vaishnava, 26 qualification, one of these qualification is dokha. He must be very expert in doing things very nicely. Not that because one is Vaishnava, he'll be callous in the worldly things. No. Therefore, I repeatedly request the management that you must be very expert in managing this temple affair. Everything should be right point. Not a single farthing should be wasted. A Vaishnava must be dokkha, expert in everything. This is no excuse that I have become a devotee, therefore I am callous for material things. What material things? Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vairagya Muccati. Anything in relationship with Krishna that is not material, that is spiritual. I have several times explained that this temple, don't think it is ordinary building. It is Vaikuntha, Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu. Krishna has his house, Prakara Sadmasu. Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu. Sadma, sadma means house. So, we should take very careful attention that the temple is kept very nicely, managed very nicely, and not that I have become Vaishnava, let everything be stolen or spoiled or broken. I have become Vaishnava, I cannot take care. That is not money. Consider. Because I have several times, I am pressed on this point, that everything in relationship with Krishna is Krishna. Krishna is Advaita, absolute truth. Krishna and his name, his house, his devotees, his everything, Ram, Rupa, Gun, Lila, Parikar, Vaishishta, everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, it is said by Vishnu Chakravarti, Aradha Bhagavana Vridesatanaya Tad Dhamam Vrindavanam. Vridesatanaya, Vrajananandana Hari, Krishna. Krishna is very much pleased when he is addressed as Vrajananandana, Jasadanandana, Partha Sarathi, added with his devotee's name. Just to establish that he is not nirvishesh, he is always sabishesh. So, this addition, Krishna is everyone's father, ahanga bija padapita. So who can be his father? Nobody can become his father. Still, he accepts a father. And he likes that he should be called by his father's name. Who is that father? He is devotee. Brajananandana Hari. Aradha Bhagavan, Vridesa Bhagavan. He is addressed as Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the supreme person, supreme being. Who can be his father? Still, it is said, Aradha Bhagavan Vridesatanaya. Vridesatanaya. He is son of Maharaj Nanda. Aradha Bhagavan, Jasamati Nanda. So, Krishna and his father, although he is not Krishna, he is Nitya Mukta. There are different types of living entities. Nitya Mukta, Nitya Bodha, Sadhana Siddha, Kripa Siddha. These things are very nicely discussed in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Nitya Siddha, these father, mother of Krishna, they are Nitya Siddhas. Although they are living entities, they are not Bhagavan, not Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, but Nitya Siddha. Those who are in the spiritual world, they are Nitya Siddha. Nitya Mukta. Nitya Mukta means they never come in this material world. Just like Krishna is Nitya Mukta Suddha. Similarly, the associates of Krishna who come with him, just like the gopis or the cowherd boys and some, the cows, calves, they are all Nitya Siddha, Nitya Mukta. They come with Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. They are in the spiritual form. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Enjoying all a spiritual bliss in the association of Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. Nija Kala Tayabhi. That is also expansion of Krishna. Just like Brahma, when he stole Krishna's friends, cowherd boys and the cows and calves, Brahma saw that Krishna is playing with the same cowherd boys, cows, calves, and he was astonished. He went, came to test that it is being advertised that one boy is now born, is there in Vrindavan, and is being accepted as Krishna, the Supreme Personality, my Lord. So, he played some tricks. He is stolen away. But the next moment he saw, next moment means 1 hour, 1 year, he saw that Krishna has expanded himself in so many living entities, and later on he saw that everyone is Vishnu. Everyone is Vishnu. Deepachari vahi dasam dharamabhupitya deepayate. Krishna, Krishna's angsha, he expands just like candle. One candle is lit up from by another candle. In this way, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, maybe hundreds of times. But each candle is as powerful as the first one. Ramadi mutti sukalani amena tishthan nana avataram aparat dhuvani sukhin Krishna sayam samabhavan paramapumad. He has got extensive and innumerable expansion. In the Bhagavad it is said that Krishna's expansion is so great just like the waves of the ocean. You cannot count. It is not possible. If you sit down on the sea beach and go on counting how many waves, day and night, there is no limit. So, Krishna's expansion is unlimited. He is unlimited. His expansions are unlimited. Advaita yachyate anadi anantarupam. So, everything belonging to Krishna is Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Nothing should be neglected. That is Krishna consciousness. Everything should be. Sri Vigrahara Dhananitanana Singharatan Mandiramajana. Every corner of this temple should be considered, here is Krishna. Then Krishna consciousness is there. Not that only in the temple Krishna is there, not in the gate. Let it be open and thieves may come and steal. No. Very, very careful. But the idea is that devotee must be expert in understanding things very clearly, just like Arjuna. Krishna is requesting him. Therefore it is said, evam parikshata. Krishna is trying to see how Arjuna is Krishna conscious. I am requesting, kill him. And what does he desire? Krishna knew everything. Sarvasya chaang jiti sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apuhananj. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. So what Arjuna was thinking of, Krishna knew it, that he was thinking rightly, not to kill this man. Still he was parikshata, he was examined how Arjuna decides. So he passed the examination. So devotee is expected to pass all kinds of examinations. That is devotee. Not one-sided. Therefore, Shastra says, Jashasya bhakti bhagavati akinchana. Akinchana bhakti. Kinchana. Kinchana means something. So akinchana means no something. That is akinchana. I have nothing to do except Krishna's service. That is called akinchana bhakti. He has no other duty. Only duty is how to please Krishna. That is Shuddha Bhakti. Anna Vilasita Sunnam Jnana Karmadana Amritam. So long you are on the platform of Jnana or Karma, there are different stages. Karma is the lowest stage. Jnana is higher. Koti Kormi Madde Aga Jnani Srishti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, out of many millions of Kormis, one Jnani is good, Srishti. And out of millions of jnanis, simply jnan, theoretical knowledge, is not good. It must be practical. Jnan, the result of jnan is to become liberated, mukti. Simply I am very jnani and I am doing all nonsense. This is not jnan. He must be liberated from material attachment. Brahma-bhūta, prasannātma. This is the stage of perfection of jnana. Na sochati, na kāṅkhi. He has nothing to do with the material world. That is jnani. Therefore, the kurmis, they are very much attached to the material activities. And jnani is not attached, neither interested. That is real jnani. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, koti kormi madde aga jnani srishta. Out of millions of kormis, one jnani srishta. We sometimes differ with the Mahavadi philosophers, but they are jnanis. They are better than the kormis. There is no doubt. Koti kormi madde aga jnani srishta. But it does not mean, because one has got some theoretical knowledge, therefore he is mukta. That is another state. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, koti jnani madhe ak mukta srishti. And so far bhakta, koti mukta madhe dullab krishna bhakta. Sa mahatmasu dullab. That is another thing. Koti mukta mantra, koti shapi mahamantra. So, to become Krishna conscious, fully devoted, annabhilasita sunnam, it is very, very difficult, the highest position. Bhavanam janmanamante, jnanavan, the jnana, after jnana, there is the stage of bhakti. Without jnana, bhakti is kanishta adhikari. With jnana is uttama adhikāra. These are described by Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the idea is that if one is advanced devotee, then all the good qualities will be visible in him. Jashasi bhakti, bhagavati, akinchana, akinchana. He has no other desire, akinchana bhakti. If he has got any other desire to fulfill, then it is mixed. It is not suddha bhakti. It is vidha bhakti. Karma misra bhakti, jnana misra bhakti, yoga misra bhakti. Bhakti must be there. Otherwise, karma, jnana, yoga, nothing is successful. Bhakti must be there. But when karma, jnana, yoga, everything is without contamination, simply bhakti, jnana karma dhanabhritam, that stage is anukullena krishna anusilanam, simply to satisfy. Now, here Krishna is advising. So, anukullena krishna anusilanam, there is a parikhata, as Krishna is examining. Similarly, Arjuna also very intelligently acting. He knew that although Krishna was encouraging him to kill Asatthama, he wanted to see me, how I deal with the man. This is also. There is competition between bhakta. Duye lage hura huri. It is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In between Radha and Krishna, Krishna is being enlightened by seeing Radharani. And Radharani is becoming more beautiful by seeing Krishna. Duye lage hurahu. The competition. This is described in the fourth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, it is transcendental sporting between the devotee and the Lord. It is not Nirvisheshva. The Lord wants to see how He is my pure devotee. And the devotee wants to see that I will not accept anything from Krishna. I shall sacrifice everything for Krishna. That is dvye lage hurahu. That is devotee, that is Krishna. So, here is Arjuna. He is being examined by Krishna. Krishna wants to examine his devotee. How staunch devotee he is. Just like the Pandavas. They are put into so many troubles. They lost their kingdom. They lost their wife. Insulted. The wife was endeavored to become naked. Pandavas never said that, Krishna, you are our friend, why you are suffering so many troubles? Never. Never. This is pure devotee. Krishna is always with him. Krishna could do anything, but still, they never requested, neither Kunti nor Pandavas. This is pure devotion. A pure devotee will never try to take anything from Krishna. He will try to give everything to Krishna. So, dve lage hurahuri. So here is a trial between the devotee and Lord Krishna, and Arjuna has passed the examination. Therefore, it is said, evam parikrita dharmam partha krishnena cha. He is being examined by krishnena, not ordinary person. But he passed the examination by naichan hantum guru sutam. In spite of Krishna's injection, that is doing, he did not like to do it. Naichan hantam guru sutam jadvi atmahanang ma. Although he is the greatest criminal. Thank you.